Welcome to the Sensual South, where we talk about the life of a highly sexual couple. Explore thoughts, fantasies, and experiences. If you're under 18, this podcast is not for you. We are not doctors or therapists. Everything we talk about is from our own perspective, and your experiences may be different.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sensual South. I'm Ken.
And I'm Charlie.
And on tonight's episode, we're going to talk about something that is personal to each couple. What do you look for?
He's like, do you want to do this? And I'm like, do we know what we want to look for?
We're sluts. So.
He said it, and I agree.
So, yeah, let's dive into that. And I think it differs depending on what we're looking at. What we're interested in playing with at that time between single female, single male, and couples.
Right.
Or group play.
Or if it's just you playing or if it's just me playing. Right. So there's a big area that I guess.
There's a big gap.
Yeah.
Or there's overlap, but there, yeah. I mean, it's a covers a broad spectrum.
Right.
Yeah. That's a better way to say it. It covers a broad spectrum. There we go. So let's start off with, couples.
Okay.
What do we look for in a couple?
When we look for a couple, we look for somebody who, they don't have to be in the lifestyle for a while. They could be brand new, but they need to be fun. I mean, you know, when you talk to somebody and they seem humdrum.
Downtrodden.
Right.
Probably not going to be fun.
Or all they want to do is tell you their problems. That's not why I'm here.
Yeah. Right. Not your counselor.
Nope. Not your counselor. Maybe sex counselor.
Not your marriage counselor either.
Nope.
If you're having marriage problems, Disqualifies you.
That's right.
And we're not being mean. We know a lot of people go through issues, but
all couples go through issues. I mean,
you don't bring it into your playtime.
That's right. Absolutely correct.
Yeah. So an upbeat couple has a fun personality.
Right.
Now, here's something a little different. I don't know that a lot of people admit this, but as a guy, I can find something beautiful about most women.
Yes, you do.
So, whether it's you've got the best personality ever, you've got great lips, perfect hair, I will usually find something about a woman that will attract me, right? And I'm okay with just that,
right?
Especially in the context, I may not be okay permanent partner, but in context of play and friends,
right?
I'm okay with. She got the best personality in the world.
Right.
Right. And I'm okay with that. I think that a lot of people have the misconception that all swingers look for tens.
You know, he's right there. You know, and there's very little. I won't say there's very little. Well, there is. No one's a 10, really. Mm-hmm. You have your some girls or some guys that could be 10s, but not normally as a couple, there's always one that's not going to be a 10 usually.
Right.
But that is, everybody thinks you have to be a 10.
Yeah. And I've even heard.
It's almost like dating in high school, right?
Right. Yeah.
That girl is the one who never has a date because nobody will ask her because she has a date, right? Because she's a 10. Right.
Right. Yeah. And some other things in the couple dynamic that I look for, to me, is I want to see the partners, I want to feel like they connect.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's part of it to me that I don't want to feel like because they had sex with us, they're going to go home and break up.
Right. Or they're not going to try to break us up.
Right.
Or they're not going to start, you know.
Yeah, I don't want the drama couple.
No.
So that's an important one, I think, is I want to see them connect as a couple.
There's a huge reason why I won't say we won't play on the first date, but we don't play until we meet.
Right.
Right.
Well, we can't play until.
Well, what I'm saying is we don't actually like, hey, you want to meet at the hotel? We don't do that.
Yeah. Right.
We meet,
planned the first play.
Right. Right. First one's always planned.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's important is to get to know the people. And really for us, it's a lot of personality, a lot of common interests. For example, if you're into, I don't know, pick something weird, you know, that.
Me.
Well, you're pretty quirky.
I admit it.
I mean, if you're interested in us and you don't like people who are a little geeky and a little quirky and who like to talk about, you know, their interests greatly, you're probably not going to like us, right? Because at some point in a conversation with us, jiu-jitsu is going to come up.
Motorcycles
are going to come up.
Computers
are going to come up. Because
podcast,
you know, these are things that interest us, and we're going to talk about what we like. But I don't want a couple that's shy about telling us what they like either. You know, so, I mean, I guess there's a certain amount of outgoing and conversationalist that must take place.
Well, right. And we're not saying tell them what you do for a living. Right. We're not going to that location. But what we're saying is if they can't talk to you about what's fun
to them,
outside the bedroom where it doesn't matter, what are you going to learn?
Right.
How are they going to be
open? And I think that's a difference, too, because I think that a lot of people would have the misconceptions about swingers is, oh, what do you care? You're just going to fuck them. Like, y'all are meeting to fuck. Right. So what do you – but it's not like that.
No, not for us anyway.
Caveated by what's for us is, I mean, that's the end goal, but if I don't like you – I'm probably not going to fuck you.
That's right. Or if we do like you and we fuck you and then decide, I mean, that's a possibility too. But most of ours have become friends.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's the goal, I think, right? Yes. Is you want to have that type of connection. Right? I think that's the most fulfilling long term.
Agree. Yes.
Have regular play partners.
Right. And, well, it's really great to have regular play partners. You always know they're there, they're friends, they're, you know, hey, come over and have barbecue. Well, it's not for playing, it's the family thing, right? But at the same time, you know that it can be if the kids aren't there. Kids, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a valid point. So, and from the male of the couple's perspective, Charlie, what are some of the things you look for? And the female as well, because I don't play with the guy, so I don't look at him in that light at all. I just need to make sure he has a good enough personality where I'm not going to want to punch him. So that's... Like, I can stand to be around him.
I actually like for Ken to help me pick out my guys because he's just because of like what he said, he makes sure the personality's right and stuff. And if he likes a person, I know I'm going to. So I don't think I've ever met anybody you've liked that I have not liked.
Right.
But with me, I love them to be, I love geeky people. Mm-hmm. They don't have to act geeky around me. For some reason, I can pick that up. I like them smart. I like that they can carry on a conversation. I also like that they can carry on a conversation that's not about sex. Mm-hmm. Right. But there's things I don't like, and this is my preference. So if I hurt anybody's feelings, I'm sorry. I hate hair on the back.
I mean, we all have preferences.
It's not, you could be the most beautiful person in the world, have hair on your back. I'm sorry. I can't touch it. I just can't. And it's a phobia, I guess, of mine. But I also, and then my other thing is
I wouldn't say it's a phobia.
I don't know.
It's one of those preferences, right?
But I also like for people to have nice teeth.
Well, at least teeth and not...
Right.
Not meth mouth.
Right. Because we've met meth mouths, what I call them. Yeah. I'm not like extremely picky. Like I don't have a dick size that I want. I don't have a height size that I want. I'm short. If they can do it, it's their problem. They'll have to deal with the height, you know. But personality is the main, I think, is the main thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Good personality, good conversation.
Right.
Shows an interest, I think, is another thing there. And for me, as I've already said, most women I can find something that will think or they're beautiful you. For, right? And will attract me to them.
It's one of the things I love about him.
But there are some deal breakers for me. There are. I don't care what you do personally, but if you're going to talk about your drug habit, probably leaving quickly.
Right.
I'm just not interested, right? And I can't do it, right? Or if you want to talk about... you're only interested in guys 10 plus inches. I ain't fitting the bill, so I'm out. Like, you disqualified me from being interested because I can't, right? I got what I got. Can't do anything
and
about
it. And it's perfect.
Nothing's perfect.
Yes, it is, ladies.
And the ability to carry on a conversation. One of the couples that we met, we didn't play with.
And which one? I mean, there's been several.
I think you'll recognize this as we're talking.
We don't name names, so.
Right. They came over, we met them, and she was quiet and didn't say much, and he did all the talking and showed all the interest. So while his personality was okay, hers, I felt like he was making her do it.
Do it, right.
And I was like, we're not going to play.
That's right.
So, and we never scheduled another. We didn't promise to play on that date.
No.
We didn't schedule another one.
We did not schedule another meeting at all.
And I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Right. So it's that sense of personality and like you want to be there and you're excited about meeting and you know, everybody has bad days. I don't want to make it sound like, well, you just had a bad day and that kind of thing. Look, I get it. Everybody has bad days. But if you don't feel well, like, don't go out.
You can also tell that a lot of times it's not because they're having a bad day.
Right.
They're uncomfortable about being there.
Yeah, they've been drugged there.
Right. And we've seen it vice versa, though, too, where the female was all get-go and the guy was not.
Yeah.
Right?
So and that happened recently.
Yes, it has. And, I mean, it happens, and we can't do that because that...
I mean, look, I think it's easy for both of us to look at the other's eyes. So from the woman, I would imagine, and Charlie, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if your husband drug you and you didn't want to go, what would you be feeling as he's playing? You're not having a great time.
I'm not having a great time. Unwanted.
Unwanted, I mean, unneeded.
He knew I wasn't. He didn't want to. I didn't want to go. Yeah.
Yeah, he's wanting to do this. I'm not pretty enough.
Right.
So, I mean, that's all those things I could imagine. And I just couldn't do that. I just couldn't do that to her. Right. I mean, right. I just couldn't. And from a guy's perspective, I could imagine if he was drugged there and didn't. Well, she's just wanting somebody else. I'm not good enough. My dick's not big enough. I don't have sex the way she wants it. She's going to leave me for another guy. This is kind of the preamble to it,
right.
Which none of this should be preamble to breaking up at all.
Not at all.
Right. But, you know, I just think those emotions can get involved when both parties aren't interested.
They do get involved. I think we're both. Both parties are interested.
So we kind of look to see if they've got that connection.
We do. And sometimes, like, I will talk to the woman and Ken will talk to the man.
Yeah.
Because it kind of gives you, like, before we even meet, the chats.
Mm-hmm.
Because it kind of gives you a feel of
where they're at.
Where they're at. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about single women. When we look for a single woman to play with, what do we look for?
The one we found. And if you're listening, we love you.
I think, I mean, if you take the mold, I think she's the mold.
I mean, she fit everything, and I'm not just saying.
She's smart. She's funny. Right. She's
human.
She knows exactly what she wants.
Yes, yes.
She knows exactly where she fits.
That's correct.
She's not interested to break me and Charlie up.
Nope.
She's not interested on a date one-on-one with
either one of us.
Either one of us.
Nope.
Like, she's not looking for a replacement for a man in her
life.
But
she's a great friend.
She's a great friend.
And, I mean, we hang out. We can hang out. We can go dancing. We can do whatever and go our separate ways. Because why? We're friends. Right?
Friends first.
Yep.
Yep. And we've done that. We've shown up to dinners and dancing and stuff like that. And, you know, it ended where it ended. But I think that's kind of the prototypical for us. So, I mean, it's good personality. It's intelligent, can carry on a conversation, knows what they're looking for, knows places, you know, knows, respects boundaries.
Right.
All of that kind of thing. Can give witty banter as well as she receives. I mean, she's awesome in that manner. But from a looks perspective, again, I think Charlie, I mean, if they're going to play with us, I don't think it's necessary, because we've talked about this before. It's not necessary that they're bi, but it helps.
It helps.
Yeah.
It helps. It's funner. Well, to me, it's funner, right?
It's more fun.
Right, so I can play more.
Right.
But they don't have to be.
Looks-wise, again, I think both of us are pretty open on the looks-wise. I mean, I think, you know, again, I can find something attractive in just about any woman. So it's not... You know, big girls carry themselves sexily sometimes, and they're gorgeous, and I'm just as attracted to that as the size zero.
Right.
Right? Sometimes more so than the size zero.
I was going to say, I've seen you do that more towards the non-size zero.
Right.
Because usually that's where the attitude comes from. Seriously, no, I mean, the people that we've ran into, right?
I mean, it can be that way for sure. Now, for men, the single men that we meet and play with, what do we look for there? So what's the number one for you on that?
Well, mine's the personality.
Mm-hmm.
With both, right? Men and women. I have to be able to talk. I like to talk. Can you tell? I have to be able to talk.
We're
to
only them. On a podcast. Why would anybody think you like to talk?
I have to be able to talk to them. I have to be able to speak with them, you know, and carry on a conversation. And other than my, what I don't like, which is only two things, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not that picky. I don't think. Am I? I don't think I am.
No. No, I mean, of course, we both go on our guts, but
yeah.
for the male half of that for you, usually if a guy contacts me about playing with you and it starts off with talking about his dick size.
No.
Sorry, man. If you ain't got more than that, I told one guy, I was like, well, if you ain't got no more than that, he goes, I'm 11 inches. And I was like, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, see, nobody cares.
That's not, they have to agree on carry on conversation that doesn't include sex.
No one cares, bro. Just, if your conversation starts off with, I've got 11 inches, that's not what we're looking for. Sorry.
That's right. That's right.
Not that she would say no. It's just that you,
now you're covered.
Now you would.
Yeah.
For sure. Right. You be, you know, Adonis over there and she's going to not be interested because you can't entertain her mind. It's just the way my wife works. Right. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry, actually. Yeah. If I get a sense that they're looking to replace something they don't have, I think we generally have a rule that, well, no, I know we generally
not,
have
no,
a rule.
Not
I think. I think it's a good rule, but a rule that says if it's a single male, and he's in a relationship, if we can't verify with the woman that it's okay, he doesn't play.
Or both ways. I mean, for the woman, too.
For the woman, too, yes. If we can't verify, don't play.
Right. And we've done the part where, and we did mention this before, where it was a male, mm-hmm. and we both actually liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was really cool.
And we then it started, you're right.
And then all of a sudden, I noticed something, and I at that point, I didn't know exactly what it was, and I told Ken, I said, I said, there's just something not right. And then after Ken talked to him for a little bit, he realized it. And we don't even talk. We'd never played with him, but we don't even talk to him anymore. And this right. is the person we were going to invite over with his child
yeah.
for barbecue and stuff. I mean, that's how well we got along at first.
Right. And so, I mean, there's that vetting out period there
right.
for sure. And I think that period's a little – I take that vetting way more seriously when I'm like, okay, you're going to be a regular – part of our friends, our inner our circle, friend. Our right. friends,
that's
and
correct.
You're gonna, and there's gonna be playtime involved. I think, and for couples, women and men, right? I take that process a little bit more seriously.
That's correct. Yeah.
The other thing that I tend to look for is again personality. I want them to be interested in my wife, but not obsessed.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Great.
Right. And narrowing that down and picking that out sometimes can be the tricky part. But I think that's something that we don't go back on either. We're pretty hard fast on that.
Very.
Because it is, there are people who are dominant, who call themselves dominant personalities or maybe even have true dominant personalities, but see themselves as doing a couple a favor if they cause the wife to cheat on the husband.
Yeah, that's not it.
And that is so not what we're after. And so, yeah, it's just not even worth entertaining. It's like, go away. Just go exist elsewhere, not here.
That's kind of something that we do a lot. And we'll repeat ourselves sometimes, is that we chat in the same chat.
Mm-hmm.
Like after Ken, if they contact Ken separately, then cool. You know, he talks for a little bit. And if he thinks, okay, Charlie's going to be interested, he'll add me to the chat. First thing he'll say is, do not contact her separately.
I say that before.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
I say that before, and then when I put you in the chat, I will
remind.
I'll introduce you, and in the introduction will be some general guidelines.
Right.
Like, this is the only place you talk to her. You contact her out, we'll block you immediately.
That's
and so recently much there was a guy that I was interested in. He had a great personality. Things seemed to be going well. He was a younger guy, and I thought that Charlie would have fun with him. I thought that, yo, she's going to love this guy. It's going to be awesome. He's kind of a geek. It's great. She's going to have great fun with this guy. And put him in the chat. I'm gone out of the chat 1 hour. And
well, he was technically in the chat. He just wasn't looking
at right. I wasn't looking at the chat. Right. I'd went to do something for an hour where I couldn't look at my phone. Get back in my car, look at my phone, and Charlie says, I blocked him.
Yep.
Like, okay, why? And she told me, and I was like, okay. I messaged him back. I said, you couldn't even make it an hour.
Yep.
Blocking you.
Yep.
Right? And just, I didn't want his explanation. I didn't care. Really, if he understood the rules, if he didn't read the chat messages, that's his fault, because I've told him twice. The third one is blocked.
But to be fair and honest, we had one time that was supposed to meet and he didn't show. So I blocked him immediately because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And Ken gave him the benefit of the doubt and reached out to him. Mm-hmm. Okay, it wasn't our fault. He hit a pothole and broke a tire or something on a wheel.
Right.
So I felt really bad afterwards. But anyway, you know, he got unblocked.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. You know, right.
Right. So a quick reaction on your part.
Right.
And me going, well, let me see what happened.
Right.
Right. Resulted in, oh, well, he had a real life thing pop up. And all right, we rectified our mistake there.
Right.
So
I just didn't want to make it sound like we just block everybody.
But yeah,
we
don't. No. We don't. I mean, we are cautious. I think most of the couples out there can empathize with, no, if he's trying to backdoor message, then what else is he going to attempt?
Right, right.
Because that, to me, that's the lowest, that's the easy one, right?
That is so easy.
I mean, yeah. He's not yet played with you. He's not yet been around.
Talked to me.
He's not really talked to you, right? And now he's trying to go outside of chat where we're both in and message you.
Right.
That means he's going to do that always, right? That's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse.
Right.
Once playtime would occur, or even a face-to-face meeting would occur, it's only going to get worse.
I agree with you. Yeah. Well, of course I agree with you, but yes.
So those are just some things about what we look for. Again, I think you'll see a common theme here. It's more about personality than anything.
It is.
It's we respect our relationship, love our relationship. We're not giving that up for anybody.
No.
And, you know, we use a lot of intuition sometimes. And it served us well the majority of the time.
Yeah, our gut instinct has been well, pretty much spot on.
Yeah, been pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's been this episode, guys. Again, I'll tell you again, any input you guys have, positive criticism or positive feedback, criticisms, positive, you know, constructive criticism, I guess, not positive criticism, but constructive. I can't even talk. Constructive criticism.
Man, I can do anything to get him excited.
Constructive criticism. Look, ping us. We would love to hear it. Anything we can do to make it better. Keep on the lookout. We've asked this before, and we're really thinking about starting the OnlyFans for listener-supported content, which would be pictures and video that, you know, and direct chats and things like that with Charlie and myself and some of our playmates. So that's something we're interested in doing going forward, and we'd like your opinion. Somebody suggested that we do it, and we're seriously considering it. We really just want to turn the ads off on this stuff.
Right.
I don't like the pre-roll ads. I don't like them at all. I don't like the middle roll ads.
No.
I really don't. They don't. One, it's not a lot, but I mean, when you set up a room and do podcasting and invest in all of the equipment, you kind of want to get a little of it back. I don't think we'll ever actually make money.
Oh no!
But being able to replace gear as it gets bad is probably a worthwhile endeavor. If anybody wants to keep hearing the cast, so yeah, reach out to us. Let us know what you think. Again, we post our email address and information in our show notes. So reach out to us. Let us know what you think. So that's been it for tonight, guys. Have a good one.
Have a great one.